From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto met Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Canada's capital, Ottawa. Mr. Obama warned against isolationist tendencies in America and elsewhere, arguing for regional cooperation and free trade. The president said the solution to difficulties with the global economy is not to withdraw from it.
Free trade also has to be fair trade, and our three countries agreed to work together on a range of trade measures to enforce our rights and protect our workers and ensure a level playing field for the steel and aluminum industries here in North America.
Much of the conversation following the meeting was about the rise of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Britain's decision to pull out of the European Union. European Union leaders focused Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. Lisa Bryant has more.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim has fingered the Islamic State group as probably responsible for Tuesday's attack on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. 41 people were killed, more than 240 wounded, when the three suicide bombers opened fire with assault weapons and then blew themselves up. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning Wednesday. Work crews worked to clean up debris at the airport. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington.
We're asking governments to make a deeper commitment to funding UN and humanitarian organizations and appeals, increasing overall contributions by at least 30%.
Power announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. One day after Zika funding failed in the Senate, U.S. lawmakers heard a sobering assessment of the virus's potential to do harm. They also heard about America's lack of preparedness to fight the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. The deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Ann Schuchat, noted that more than 500 pregnant women in the United States have contracted Zika, and the number is certain to rise. Egyptian investigators say a flight data recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea May 19th, killing all 66 people aboard. The recorder shows that smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. Investigators say heat damage and soot was found on the front part of the wreckage of the plane. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered but damaged. It is being repaired in Paris and could provide more clues into the cause of the crash. Witnesses and officials in central Somalia say more than 20 people were killed in fighting between government soldiers and Islamist insurgents. Al-Shabaab fighters attacked a Somali National Army base in the village of El Hariri before dawn Wednesday. Gunmen in eastern Pakistan ambushed and killed four members of the security forces on Wednesday. Authorities say two men on a motorcycle sprayed gunfire at a vehicle of the paramilitary Frontier Corps when it was stopped on a road in Quetta. Hospital sources say a passerby was wounded. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The Italian Navy Wednesday began raising the wreckage of a boat which sank in 2015, believed to be carrying as many as 700 African migrants. The Navy has recovered more than 100 bodies so far, but many more, including those of women and children, are believed to be locked below deck. A refrigerated transport structure is being used so that scientists may try to identify the bodies of the victims. The boat capsized 193 kilometers south of the island of Lampedusa in 2015. From the VOA News Service in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.